This is Tasting Room Radio in its 16th year. Started in a studio, in a barn, on the Naramata Bench. We now find ourselves in Mill Bay, on Vancouver Island, in the Cowichan Valley, where, by the way, the month of August is a festival month. They're all open for business and waiting to welcome you to their tasting rooms, and their vineyards, and their guest rooms, and their restaurants. Over the last little while, rather than doing 5 or 10 stories in an hour, I do 2. However, this is unique. This one is unique. This is the Meyer Mayhem Report. Meyer Family Vineyards in Okanagan Falls is one of the really fine wineries in Canada. They have the awards to prove it. Have a look. They specialize in Burgundian wines, Pinot Noir, and Chardonnay. And they do it almost as good as anybody else in this country. It's led by Jack Meyer. His winemaker is Chris Carson. His sister is Terry Meyer Stone, a force within the wine world. I've worked with her several times on Garagistes. There's another one coming in the spring, she tells me. The wineries are quite different from one another. As I said, they're Burgundian, Pinot Noir, and Chardonnay from Meyer Family Vineyards. And Mayhem is more on the fun side. It really is. Lots of fabulous, considered white wines and some reds as well. The winemaker at Mayhem is A.J. Chavan, who came to us from Australia and New Zealand. Here's the difference. Meyer makes their rosé, for example, from Pinot Noir, a blend of Pinot Noir. Mayhem, their rosé is made from Merlot. They love their Merlot. We're going to put the Meyer family together. Once again, we've left their spouses out of this just so they have time for themselves. They get along so well, Jack and Terry. Just this summer, Terry Meyer Stone officially opened the Mayhem Tasting Room at Meyer Family Vineyards in Okanagan Falls. It's all working out well. I hope you enjoy this. It's a brother and a sister having at her on Tasting Room Radio. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor in Soyuz. As you know, the entire area has been inundated by concern about the Eagle Bluff wildfire. It's been announced that evacuation orders have been rescinded, and Drive BC has also lifted its recommendation not to travel on Highway 3 between Karamias and Soyuz, so that's open. Moon Cursor and surrounding wineries remain open at this time. They still recommend reservations when possible, and you can book online. Check with the Oliver Soyuz Wine Country for updates or go to the website. And do make sure that you know before you go. Check out current driving conditions. And from Moon Cursor, a huge thank you to everyone who's reached out to us. We are so incredibly grateful for the dedication of all of the firefighting crews who continue to work tirelessly to help keep everyone and our homes and businesses safe. Details at mooncursor.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan, and this is Mayhem, friends. Meyer Mayhem. We do this sort of semi-annually. We get caught up with the good people at Mayhem and at Meyer Family Vineyards. Terry Meyer Stone, Jack Meyer, have joined me on the same machine. It's beautiful to see you shoulder to shoulder like this. How are you doing? Okay, you all right?
We're good.
We're here.
These questions aren't going to get any tougher. Okay, so just stay with me. Here's what we need to know.
We haven't killed each other yet, so that's good.
We the wine fans need to know on this day, this Friday, the situation in the Okanagan for people who are making plans to maybe come up there. Visiting, seeing friends and family. We were shocked by the fire in and around Soyuz on the ridge. How are things now?
Well, you know what it's like with media, and they want to show the worst. And yep. Fires are kind of funny. Even the pictures at nighttime, they just look so much worse than they are. Versus in the daytime, you look at it's the exact same place and it's a plume of smoke going up. But at night, it's this bright red undergrowth. There's not a lot of trees down there, to be honest. It's kind of a very large grass fire. So it gets it always gets overplayed. I mean, not to downsize the risks and all the efforts from the firefighters. But worst hitting here, it's like not a cloud in the sky, beautiful blue. It just depends a little bit which direction the smoke's going, but You don't really notice. There's been a few days with a little bit of ash falling, but that was only a couple of days, and the rest of the time it's like bright and clear and blue skies, and you wouldn't even know there's a fire around.
Terry, when we saw that nighttime shot of that fire coming over the ridge in Osoyoos, that was stunning. We hadn't seen an all-encompassing fire like that, spots and bits and pieces, but just was a wall of flame coming. It caused people to go, "What is going on?"
I think fire in the well, anywhere in BC right now is always very frightening. But when we look around, most of the areas are full open and for business, and we would want to invite people to still come out and see us. We're on the patio here in front of the new Mayhem tasting room, and it's blue sky to
Good.
the north.
You can see the reflection behind us. That's going off the glass, but that's the blue skies above. That's not a painting.
And the smoke has cooperated.
It does. It depends which direction the wind is blowing. I mean, a lot of the fire is down in Washington, so if the wind starts coming from the south, then it will get hazy later in the day, or part of the sky will. But the threat of fire is very contained, and what we are finding too is that they're doing some controlled burns to keep it away. The firefighters are doing such an amazing job of controlling and containing this. The only directive to tourists is if you see water bombers and helicopters coming in on the lakes, don't chase them. Don't, stay off the
Get
middle
out
of
of
the
the
lake
way.
and stay out of the way. Don't go close to the fire seat, take pictures. But aside from that, no, it's business as
Okay.
usual, and everyone's doing well.
This is good news. Thank you. This is the first I've had a chance to talk to. Let's start with some wines, you guys. You've got a lot of wines to talk about. Let's start on the Mayhem side, Terry. And the Sauv Blanc. Can we talk about the
I'd love to talk about the Sauv
Sauv
Blanc.
Blanc? Because it's so good.
It's so good.
With this, the growing seasons, you can cover them as you want. You can just give me basic notes, but this turns out to be a Sauv Blanc, even though it's been compared to New Zealand, but even by you guys, it just reminds me of the Loire. It's got such going for it. Tell us what made it so special.
Well, I think it's our winemaker, really. AJ is out of New Zealand. He just loves working with the aromatic whites. And I would say the hallmark of the wines that he does is they're crisp, they're clean, they're acidic. These grapes came from Naramata Bench. And I think he was really aiming, because we did two Sauv Blancs. So our Sauv Blanc is really, I think he was trying for sort of a Sancerre style, but with the New Zealand influence and the Okanagan influence. But it's just been a real hit this summer, and I've been pairing it with Indian food, and I had like the spicy mango taco the other day, and it's like the best summer pairing wine you could ever have.
I had halibut.
Oh,
It just
there
said,
you go.
I got the wine first, then the halibut second. Go
Yeah,
find some
so it's
halibut, fresh halibut, good fresh halibut. You made 358 cases. Can you make more? Or you
not
let
today, no.
no.
We're a pretty small production still for Mayhem. This is a contract grower that we have, and of course, unfortunately, Terry, you know that the volumes are going to be really down this year, this harvest, because of our winter kill last year. So we will probably have even a smaller amount that we're making next year. But the Sauvignon Blanc is really not one of the largest grown whites in the valley, so we feel really fortunate whenever we're able
Did either
to
one of
have
you
that
lose
production.
any, did either one of you lose any vineyards in that freeze over?
No,
No.
we didn't lose any vineyards, but for Meyer, Pinot Noir has actually been fairly resilient. We might be down maybe 20% from an average year. Chardonnay took a hit pretty good. We'll probably be down 50% on the Chardonnay. For Mayhem, the Merlots across the valley like kind of took a hit, and And a lot of that fruit is sourced for us. So if the growers are, trying to accommodate two or three or four people, everybody has to get prorated down. So we'll get less fruit for Mayhem. And it's really competitive out there. 21 was a really small vintage. And up in Kelowna area, there was spring frost, so they were really ding. 22, especially up in Kelowna, they weren't getting a big crop, whereas we had a huge crop from 22. So that's the good news, is we've got this smaller vintage coming up, but we've got lots in the tank. So of the 22s, yeah, it's just, it's farming. That's the way it is. Some years are bigger, some better, but we were fortunate. We have no vine damage, death. We've just bud damage early in the year, so production's down.
When we come back, we're going to talk about your Riesling, and I may lollygag on the rosé again. But we're going to talk McLean Creek Vineyard Chardonnay and the Okanagan Valley Chardonnay with Terry and Jack. And this is the Meyer Report. We're going to call it the Meyer Report, Meyer Family Report, on Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. We'll be right back. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor in Osoyoos. As you know, the entire area has been inundated by concern about the Eagle Bluff wildfire. It's been announced that evacuation orders have been rescinded, and Drive BC has also lifted its recommendation not to travel on Highway 3 between Carrimias and Osoyoos. So that's open. Moon Cursor and surrounding wineries remain open at this time. They still recommend reservations when possible, and you can book online. Check with the Oliver Osoyoos Wine Country for updates or go to the website. And do make sure that you know before you go. Check out current driving conditions. And from Moon Cursor, a huge thank you to everyone who's reached out to us. We are so incredibly grateful for the dedication of all of the firefighting crews who continue to work tirelessly to help keep everyone and our homes and businesses safe. Details at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. There's a new chef at the Unsworth Bistro. He's Dan Bain. Come and meet the chef and his culinary talents. And at the same time, you might want to shop for some bubble. Charme de Lille and Charme de Lille Rosé is available in the tasting room. And a reminder from Unsworth that the month of August is Wine Festival in the Cowichan Valley. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com. Terry Meyer Stone, Jack Meyer, Meyer family, a collective here. I don't know that we could vote on anything, but we have two of them anyway. Jack, your 2021 Old Main Road Chardonnay in Naramata, right downtown. This went through the heat dome, but you make a note that there's a northerly aspect. Did that help you in the heat?
I'm sure it does. It's always been ripening it a little bit slower than even our McLean Creek property, other Naramata properties, because we don't get the late afternoon sun. It is cooler into the afternoon and the evenings. And so we've always said that that part of the flavors from the Naramata property is because the fruit ripens slower, and that and it so the flavors develop kind of over a longer period of time.
Did you, Terry, your rosé was all Merlot?
Always Merlot, yeah. So the division between Meyer and Mayhem is that Meyer has the Burgundian variety, so they do a Pinot Noir Chardonnay, so their rosé is Pinot Noir. And then for us, our rosé is 100% Merlot.
Did you lose your Merlot in the process? Well, I mean, it's only 175 cases. In that, again, in that frost, did the Merlot took a hit?
Merlot is like just a little grumpy old lady. I mean, it doesn't like the heat. It gets a little like droopy sad, and then when it's cold, it goes like, "Oh, I need a blanket," So
Grumpy old lady.
It's a soft, luscious fruit. The Cab Franc that we put in it, it's more like the tough guy. It was just like, "Hey, bring it on." I don't think we even lost any of our Cab Franc production. So
We love
it
the
just.
rosé. We're a rosé house, and rosé is the first thing, no matter what comes in that box, we're drinking the rosé first. It's just a greeting card. The 2022 rosé, 100% Merlot, and it's this blend of stainless steel and neutral barrique, 8%. Do you do them separately and then do a final blend? Okay.
Yeah.
That
So
actually the
I think another little thing that AJ does is he does his Pinot Gris, his Sauv Blanc, everything. He puts a little bit into neutral oak. He just
Yes.
likes that complexity, the little bit of layers, that just additional flavor. And there's a lot of those varieties. Pinot Gris mostly is done as just 100% stainless steel, and he just likes to push that little envelope and throw some in a bit of neutral oak. So,
I understand why people do stainless steel. I understand that, but I love that addition, that texture, that complexity that that neutral oak gives to whites like that.
You'll find that we do a lot of our wines in older seasoned barrels, but it's the contact with the lees, which for
Sure.
those out there, the dead yeast cells, but those impart a lot of flavor. Some people stir up the lees. We choose generally to have the wine sit on the lees. So, but you can imagine in a small barrel, you're going to have a lot more contact with the lees than you would in a big, huge tank. Only a small portion of the wine would be in contact with the lees. So and the lees will give that sort of a little bit of mouth feel, a little more richness, a little more fattiness to the wine. And that's, we don't love those big, huge, buttery ones, but just a little bit of that with the freshness and the crispness is what is a great combo.
I wrote down a descriptor for that. It was, where's that word? Yummy.
Yum. It's kind of the one we go with too.
Yummy,
Yeah, you know what I
yummy.
mean?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the wine tasting notes. Yeah.
I love the blending. I love the, oh man, the citrus and the stone fruit, everything that go, the minerality. I love. Yeah, I like the beer. By the way, has any Terry, have you ever lost or misplaced a case of Pinot Gris, for example, from Mayhem, and then cellared it for 2 years without intending to do so? And did you have you tasted something that's been lost and found? I just wonder how it would cellar.
Is this a trick question?
No.
Actually, we did. We had a very tiny little grocery store, liquor store in the interior sent us a note, and they had found a 2019 Pinot Gris that they had this case. And so they said, is it still good? And we said, we have no idea. Why don't you open a bottle? We'll replace that bottle for you. And she said, it's delicious. So
Okay.
it's like a 4-year-old Pinot Gris.
Okay.
I think because of the acidity, you have a chance that it will hang in there for you, Terry. But
Thank you.
I drink it way too fast. So personally, I have no experience with that.
Terry Meyer Stone, Jack Meyer, Meyer family, a collective here. And we're going back and forth as we always do with Meyer Family Vineyards. We're going to talk about their Chardonnays, of course. And we're going to talk about your reasoning, Terry. Don't forget that we got to, and there's got one I got to go back on. Jack, 2021 McLean Creek Road Vineyard Chardonnay, the home base, really. This was a heat dome year, 2021. How concerned were you going into it, knowing it was coming? And then when those 10 days, what were they like?
The heat dome itself was interesting. It, like great fruit. What happened? The berries got small, so the flavors were very, very intense. We
Yeah.
just were, very extremely low yields. We went from we would normally produce about 120 tons of fruit in a given year on an average year, and we did 70 in 2021.
Wow.
So significant decrease in volumes and. But what happens is you got this really, really intense flavor because there's not much water in there, so it's not diluted kind of a thing. And we weren't concerned about the quality. 21, the heat dome, and then we had a fire nearby. That was more of the concern. So there was definitely, depending on which wines and which block and where in the vineyard,
Yeah.
there's some stuff in tanks that we couldn't even make, and then there's wines that you would never even be able to tell, all from this same vineyard here. So it's an interesting thing, smoke, and obviously with whites where you press it off right away, and you don't have as much contact with the skins, there's less effect from it. But with the reds, there was a little more challenge, and it depended on which pinots that we were doing. But the heat dome itself made for some great fruit.
So we're tasting the early stages of the pressing, as you make a note of. But it, I love the fact that the must is then transferred to 100% French oak, 22% new. Love that. To complete fermentation, and the rest was left. Surly, you blend at the end. You find your blend point at the end.
So yes, I guess yes and no. Some of that will end up going into our Okanagan Valley Chardonnay.
Sure.
Some of it is just like, what are our requirements? Some of it is on flavor. Some of it can be, as you know, we have our super high-end micro cuvée yep. Chardonnay, which can come from either property. Each year we make this higher end, and it's like best vineyard, best block, best clones, best barrels philosophy. And so at the end of the, you know, before we bottle, decisions are made. What's going to be Okanagan Valley Chard? What's going to be McLean Creek Road Chard? What's going to be micro cuvée Chard? And the decisions are then made.
Terry, you don't go through any of those things. You don't do, you don't, no, no.
Point his finger, right?
No, no. That sounds like a lot of work. As a matter of fact, Jack, yeah. I have been quoting you to a number of wineries and winemakers that you are, in fact, I saw something go by that you're, in fact, naming the forest that your barrels came from.
That's true. Yeah.
That's so annoying.
They're not just French barrels, and it's not just from a center of France. It's from the Allier Forest.
Yes.
It's, yeah. Like, there's a big difference from one forest to the next, you know?
I laughed so hard when I saw that. I said, that's fantastic. And this is the Meyer Report. We're going to call it the Meyer Report. Meyer Family Report on Tasting Room Radio. I'm Trevor David Mulligan. We'll be right back. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. There's a new chef at the Unsworth Bistro. He's Dan Bain. Come and meet the chef and his culinary talents. And at the same time, you might want to shop for some bubble. Charme de Lille and Charme de Lille Rosé is available in the tasting room. And a reminder from Unsworth that the month of August is Wine Festival in the Cowichan Valley. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Let's say you want to take a tasting experience at Hillside. You can join them daily, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can do the portfolio tasting, and it showcases their legacy vineyards dating back to 1984. Or the terroir tasting, and it shines a spotlight on their single vineyard series. It's the award-winning Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. All the details at hillsidewinery.ca. Welcome back to Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. The guests, our only guests on this edition of Tasting Room, are the proprietors of Meyer Family Vineyards, Jack Meyer, and his sister, Terry Meyer Stone, of Mayhem. They're a partnership. Both wineries can be found with tasting rooms at Meyer Family Vineyards. Terry, your Riesling stole my heart. Because I got to tell you, I am not necessarily a Riesling guy. It takes really something special. This is very special.
I agree. And I've never... I wouldn't put Riesling as my favorite wine usually. And yet this one, I have some, and it's become a go-to for me at home because it's absolutely delicious. The aromatics and the flavor and the palate has a touch of sweet. And then it's got a beautifully balanced with the acid. Yeah. There's 11 grams of acid in there, but you don't know. And, you know, and also I have to say that anything that gives me heartburn, I don't like. And this one... and this one doesn't. It has been a beautiful wine, and it was slow out of the gate. And what we're finding now in the tasting room is that it's becoming like our top seller in the tasting room. The Riesling Sauvignon, those two have been really special for us.
Is it seasonal? Do you find it seasonal when salads come in?
It's actually the later in the season, the more the Riesling becomes popular. Right. And as we come sort of midsummer and into fall, Riesling is like, it pairs beautifully with turkey, for example. It's we're going to be doing an Oktoberfest here, September 30th. So Riesling will be the star of that one. And the Gewürztraminer from Meyer. Yeah. So, yeah.
We have become, by the way, we've become the rosé house for Thanksgiving. Turkey. That's it. Yeah. I don't know how it happened, but that's we are. You can put your calendar on it. 27% neutral barrique, 73% stainless steel. Probably is what got me very interested. Just off the page, I went, this is fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations on this 2022 Riesling. It's fantastic. There's only 211 cases, so go looking now.
Well, we're a lot less than that now. We're down to probably about 40 cases, maybe. So
okay,
it just it's going fast. Yeah.
Jack, Meyer Family Vineyards 2022 Okanagan Valley Chardonnay, three different locations. The blending. Tell me, you take the components of the three different vineyards that are talked about. You create them separately and then do a final blend?
Yeah, we know that those are going to go in together. They are blended separately, but really, the whole reason that it's in our OK Valley Chardonnay, which is our lowest price point, our goal with that and the OK Valley Pinot is just to make the best representation of a BC Chard or Pinot at the best price. We seem to be able to knock that out of the park. It's our top selling wines year after year, just really good quality. But the difference is that one or two of those vineyards can be leased or purchased grapes. So we aren't doing the farming, which is why we put them into that other. But these are long-term contracts, great growers that we've had relationships with, one of them being their vineyard. But anyways, we know they do a good job. So the quality of the wines are great, but, you know, that's the only difference. It's not our estate fruit. So we make this entry level what I call it is the gateway wine, and you start with that, and the next thing you got to have to move your way up, you know, to the crack. But
we're pulling them to Chardonnay.
Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. The guests, our only guests, are the proprietors of Meyer Family Vineyards, Jack Meyer, and his sister Terry Meyer Stone of Mayhem. They're a partnership. Both wineries can be found with tasting rooms at Meyer Family Vineyards in Okanagan Falls. I shouldn't assume that everybody knows where Meyer Family Vineyards and Mayhem are, although they can both be found at Meyer Family Vineyards because they're brother and sister, and they can both do what they do and have a home at Meyer Family Vineyards. They all call Okanagan Falls home. They are the two guests this week. Let's get back to our conversation. Here's where I get a little lost, you guys. Well, actually, not so much for you, Terry. I'm drinking last night. It's still chilled a bit. The 2022 Pinot Noir. Did you send this to me or did I buy it?
I think we might have sent it to you. Pretty sure.
It's incredible.
Isn't it? For the price point,
it's incredible.
Just
how this commands the mouth.
Yeah. You know, there you can't drink $50-$70 wines every night, even though most of us would like to, but for the price point and just for sitting and enjoying a glass of wine, fantastic wine. It's got all the characteristics of a really good Pinot. It's got the, you know, the light cherry. It's not a heavy bodied wine, so you can drink it in the summer. It's a fantastic Pinot. And it's, you know, like that wine has been the glass pour at Fairmont Hotels for 6 years in BC. Only just recently last year, we lost that because of the small vintage. We didn't have enough to be able to keep that listing. But, you know, that's kind of the quality of that wine. Sure. Is, you know, they were selling it for $19 a glass at the Fairmont.
hang in there, Terry, just for a second, because I could do one more. Also, did you send this to me or did I have it here?
Huh? Yep. It's 21?
It's the 2021.
Yeah. What did you think?
So happy about it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I tasted it, a couple of days, but that's why the previous one, 2022, was so fresh in my mind, because it was last night. First of all, it's empty.
Yeah. So that's a good sign, unless you poured it down the sink or something.
And there's a lot of food stains on the outside of what was meant. We were barbecuing at the same time. It is so impressive. I love Meyer and Pinot. I just like it. And actually, it's one of the prime things about wine fans. They want to know when they're looking at that rows of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bottles, thousands. You want your eyes to go to. I say, yes, I trust those people. I like what they make. Consistency. Without being consistent, you're not bulk making it. It's just that you know that their heart and soul has gone into this wine.
Yeah. You know, there's a reason 6 years in a row we were in the top 10 small wineries, top 25
Sure.
overall wineries in Canada in the National Wine Awards. And I think that's a thing, is that consistency. We've got a great winemaker, been with us since 2008, and his passion for Pinot and Chards, it just shows through.
And Jack, it's fair to say that every one of those awards was well earned. Terry, what's the price point on the Sauv Blanc?
The Sauv Blanc is all in with taxes is $24.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
We agree.
We could put it up for you, Terry, if you like. Yeah.
No, there's not enough to go around, but
Yeah.
this is such a, and when people are asking me to recommend wines, this is going to come front of mind right here, right there.
That's
I love
lovely.
that.
That's
I
lovely.
love I
Yeah,
just
we're
love
really
it.
proud of it.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Let's say you want to take a tasting experience at Hillside. You can join them daily, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can do the portfolio tasting, and it showcases their legacy vineyards dating back to 1984. Or the terroir tasting, and it shines a spotlight on their single vineyard series. It's the award-winning Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. All the details at hillsidewinery.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by the Okanagan Wine Festivals. If you go to their website, there is a page full of festivals on Dolcetto and Bastille and Bench Dinner Tasting, the Faro in the Vineyard, the Kelowna Polo Classic, the Festival of Albarino, and then mark your calendars for Silver Star Wine Festival, Rock the Lake Music Festival, and the Ambleside Music Festival. All the details can be found at thewinefestivals.com. Welcome back to Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. The guests are the proprietors of Meyer Family Vineyards, Jack Meyer, and his sister, Terry Meyer Stone, of Mayhem. I just want to show this because there's the rosé, but of course it's empty. I can't show you the color. It's interesting. Got my attention. Now, the harvest, when's it coming? When's it coming your way?
Good. Actually, we're probably 2 or 3 weeks ahead of last year, which was a very late start.
Sure.
I thought this year was a late start, but we're about halfway through veraison now.
Okay.
So typically 60 days after veraison. So we should be, middle of October for the Pinots and a little sooner for the Chards.
Are you interested in Cascadia wine merchants in the United States and Vijay Gandhi selling Canadian wines in the United States of America?
Yes and no. God bless her for doing what she does, but it's pretty small volumes, and it can be a lot of work,
It's a
going.
start.
Well, we've been in the U.S. We export. We're for Meyer. We're in Norway, Denmark, Japan, and the U.K. You can only export so many places, especially when you've got small vintages, even Quebec and Ontario, where you have to offer wholesale prices, and so it's not our best sales channels, but it's important to export. I've always believed that, and we've always worked hard. We had
Sure.
the only Marks and Spencer listing of a Canadian wine ever in the UK, 194 stores at one time, but we got Brexited.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody did.
Everybody did,
Yeah. Terry, we the wine fan, have we come back? And are we different? Or have we adjusted to the new reality of what we want what the wine experience is up there?
Yeah, I do feel the, like we're now marking time, like not BC AD, we're pre-COVID and and post-COVID. And what we find is people are more careful with their dollars. They're looking for an experience. They're spending more time with us while they're doing tasting. So they're not just racing through and I'll take a red and I'll take a white. I would say that the tourist industry has been strong this summer, but it was down in the spring. And I probably lots of different reasons for that. I would say the economy, but also people were now going for vacations in the US. They're going, a lot of people I know actually for the first time in years were going to Europe. But just more careful with the dollars. But once they come and visit everyone, I don't know, they just seem really excited to be here and really happy to be changing wines and really happy to be taking them home with them. So it's a richer experience, and we're just really enjoying the people who come in and spend time with us.
And maybe I can add to that, just unique to Meyer Mayhem scenario. And we kind of went out on a limb here, but for the listeners out there, where Meyer Family Vineyards has had this tasting room since 2009, but Mayhem is a brand new tasting room on the same property. So a rather unique scenario to have two different tasting rooms, two different winemakers, and completely different wines. There's no overlap whatsoever. Meyer focused on Chardonnay and Pinot Noirs, Mayhem on and things that are not Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but mostly on Merlot based and some of the aromatic whites. So it's a very unique in spot to be able to come down, go to both places, and then, as you know, Terry, you've been here. We've got some beautiful grounds for hanging out, have a glass of wine, and
Music
sitting around. So, yeah.
and two different senses of humor in the rooms. Thank you.
Completely work funnier on
I'm
Mayhem.
I think
Funnier
so.
than her.
Yeah, no, funny. That's any possibility of a garage east down the road?
Oh yes, we were like this far from doing it this summer, and then just too short a time frame. So we're looking. Jennifer and I are looking to the spring, and we're probably actually going to hold it here at the Meyer Mayhem campus.
Nice.
Because now we've got like such great infrastructure to do that. So we're just looking at a date, probably late spring. We'll do it, Terry, when we know the weather's good enough to be outside.
Okay.
But yeah, it's coming.
Jack, any concerns outside of your job and your passion at the vineyard, just as an industry, how are we looking?
I kind of overall, I think there's going to be a little bit of shakeout. There's this problem of this small vintages or even no vintages, and it's going to be very tough. I'll be honest, this year managing for us cash flow wise has been a struggle, but that's where we mostly going from the smallest vintage on record to 22 being the largest vintage on record. But so you've got the cash flow from a small vintage trying to pay for, the costs of a big vintage. So all of our bottling, like we've got a 5,000 case bottling at the end of this month, and I don't know, can you lend me some money? Like, but
Shaking people
yeah.
down.
So, 5,500 cases made in 21, and we're paying all the costs for making them over 10, 11,000 cases in 22. So it's that's the challenge, is just the cash flow part of it. But I think we were lucky down south here to having this largest vintage, and the there was a lot of winter damage that they got no fruit in 2022, or spring frost, like up in Kelowna area. So guys up there have gone 3 years in a row with very small vintages. I think there's going to be some shakeout. I see a lot of quietly little wineries for sale around, and this is Mother Nature and farming rearing its nasty head.
All right. Any questions of me?
Can I ship you another case of rosé?
I hope to get up there shortly and see you and just give you a hug. That's all. Thank you.
We'd like that. Thanks,
Thank you
Jerry.
both. What's your
Thank
website,
you.
Terry?
Mayhemwines.com.
Jack.
MFVwines.com.
Thank you, both of you, all of you, everybody there. Thank you. Thank you to the
Thank you,
winemakers. Thank
Terry.
you.
Thanks, Terry.
Take care. Thank you.
Our only guests on this edition of Tasting Room are the proprietors of Meyer Family Vineyards, Jack Meyer, and his sister, Terry Meyer Stone, of Mayhem. They're a partnership. Both wineries can be found with tasting rooms at Meyer Family Vineyards in Okanagan Falls. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Mount Boucherie Estate Winery in West Kelowna, with some of the oldest vineyards in British Columbia, dating back as far as 1968, Mount Boucherie offers a portfolio of estate-grown, handcrafted wines that pair perfectly with everyday life. You can find details on Modest Butcher, Kitchen and Market, how to shop wine online, tasting room hours and tours, and the luxury accommodation. All the details at mountboucherie.com.